There are consequences to forgetting the Lord. You can try and forget Him, but He will not forget you. And for that, we should be eternally grateful. Because even though we see that God is angered when we forget Him, at least He is not apathetic. If He were to be unresponsive to us, then we would know that He does not love us. But He does love us, and His love for us will not let us go without being disciplined. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Judges chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and He sold them into the hand of Cushan Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. So God brings in another nation to oppress the people of Israel. He puts them back under the heavy hand of an enemy king. This is severe discipline here. In fact, the name of the king here is Double Wickedness, who is from the Double River. We don't know if that's his real name or if the author is just being figurative, but we do know that the discipline of the Lord is severe in this case. It has to be in order to get their attention, to jolt their hearts. In chapter 2, we read that God would send plunderers to plunder the nation. Well, what do plunderers do? They steal crops and cattle, and they destroy the land. Everything that the Lord had promised His people about the land flowing with abundance is taken away from them. God is teaching the Israelites that their false gods are powerless to give them what they need. He's also teaching them that if you're not willing to live under the word and reign of God, why should you expect the continued blessing of God on your life? I pray that as you meditate on this text today, that your heart will be jolted and revived, awakened to see the goodness of God's word to us, even in times of discipline. Today, when you pray, please pray for Paige Sanchez, one of our missionaries in Nicaragua. Also, remember the Portuguese-Brazilian LifeWord broadcast, heard in Brazil.